Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. It's a Friday. Stay tuned. We got news and stuff. Here a friend, there a friend, everywhere a friend. I talked on yesterday's program about having friends. In order to get some, you got to be one. You got to start somewhere. Some people think that they can just do their thing and everybody should just love them. I oftentimes talk to men in church I have over the years who consider themselves loners and really want nothing to do with anyone. Christian men, that is not right, people. No, you got to go out of your way to be a friend as a Christian. You have a job to do. You've been called into the spiritual ranks, so to speak. Yeah, you're God's representative wherever you are. So reach out today. Talk to someone about Jesus today. Do something for others today. We'll talk more about that as the program progresses. So, yeah, this thing of being saved is wonderful. Make sure you're doing it right, however. Just a thought or two to get started here today. What in the world is going on? The commies are coming. No, they're already here. There's a new report out today. Oh, it's scary. It reveals that there are now at least 13, count them, lucky 13, banking institutions in America that were recruited by the Biden administration. Oh, the mafia of today. How they recruited these banks to spy on you, the customer, without any warrants in the aftermath of January the 6th, 2020, alleged riot there at the Capitol. And some of them did the bidding and turned over private customer information to the federal government. Isn't that something? In addition to the alleged involvement of Bank of America, Chase, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Citibank and Trust, in the illicit spying, seven others have now been implicated, including Charles Schwab, HSBC, PayPal, Standard Chartered, Western Union, Santander, and MUFG. Those all are being investigated now by the U.S. House of Representatives for colluding with the federal government to spy on Americans. After that protest turned into big-time trouble January 6th. How long has it been going on? The weaponization of the federal government against you. Welcome to, well, you know. What in the world is going on here? Think back to when you were a kid or a young adult, so many of you seniors listening today. A time when a man could get together with a man and they would call it a legal marriage. Isn't that just insane? Isn't that just demonic? Do you hear those words used today? No, the more you hear it, the more you become desensitized. And she can marry her. That's her husband. God grief, Charlie Brown. A court case that has already been in the system for years is being pushed up to the level of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and it's expected ultimately to get in the hands of the Supreme Court, where it could be a vehicle to overturn that institution's creation of same-sex marriage for the nation. That 2015 ruling, the Obergefell case, has been described by no less than the Chief Justice of the High Court as unrelated to the U.S. Constitution, and exploded limits on same-sex marriage in dozens of states in America. But the U.S. Constitution doesn't mention marriage and does provide that issues not specifically reserved for the federal government are under the control of individual states. That, in essence, was one significant factor in the High Court's precedent recently that overturned that faulty program called Roe versus Wade, creation of a right, yeah, a right to abortion, with the decision concluding the Constitution contains no such right. So the issue is left up to the state. Wow, this could be, well, there's just so many things happening in America today? Where's the scorecard? Where's my three-ring binder so I know what's what? It is a confused America in so many ways. And this one is a part of the new America. Let's go to Seattle, Washington. Police released a new video yesterday depicting what they say shows a 13-year-old male stealing a woman's purse, throwing her to the ground. She gets up and he punches her in the face. It also shows the officers arresting the suspect and two others. Happened at a pharmacy there in Seattle. A woman told police she and an employee confronted a group of teenagers inside the store stealing things. The woman told police one of the teens approached her and took her purse before running to the exit. She got outside, confronted him, turned into a minor boxing match. He punched her in the face, and boy, oh boy, that is America today. Coming to your community soon? Good grief, Charlie Brown. What else is going on? In a 4-3 decision, the New York Court of Appeals ruled that the disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein did not receive a fair trial when he was convicted of felony sex crimes in 2020. The court determined that the judge improperly allowed several accusers. Going to start all over again, huh? More than 100 women accused Weinstein of sexual abuse. Pretty big number there, huh? SCOTUS, Supreme Court, skeptical of Trump's immunity claim, but still might delay his D.C. trial. That was the pundit's takeaway from oral arguments at the Supreme Court yesterday, where lawyers for Trump argued that the former president should be completely immune from prosecution in his federal election interference case. And Alphabet, Microsoft, Snap reported quarter one earnings yesterday, and the vibes were generally very good, they say. Alphabet issued its first ever dividend and authorized $70 billion in stock buybacks. Everything is wonderful.
I don't think I could do it. I would just have to die. A Nebraska farmer made a life-saving decision last month when he used a 3-inch pocket knife to sever his own leg that got caught in farm machinery. What a man. Kurt Kaser, 63 years old, said he was unloading corn from one bin to another when he accidentally stepped into a grain auger, trapping his left leg between the rotating shaft. The equipment began to pull him further in, mangling his leg. I just didn't know what to do. I was afraid it was going to suck me in all the more. I just about gave up and decided to let it do what it was going to do. The lifelong farmer told a local newspaper he couldn't find his cell phone and it would be useless to yell for help on his 1,500-acre farm. He said his will to live kicked in when he saw the machine had already removed his foot. Oh, my goodness. He observed an area just 8 inches below his knees, took out the pocket knife, and, okay, freed himself. I'll say again, that is one tough guy. That is a man. Will to live. What do you think you would have done? As we go to break, today's favorite T-shirt. It's all black here with a big, beautiful yellow sunflower and a heart with the words Jesus. It's not religion. It's a relationship. Well, amen to that.
In restaurant news, so many say that Chipotle is in trouble. They're not. They continue to get record, well, higher than expected revenues anyway. What is going on? Somebody, a lot of people going to TikTok saying how bad they are, but their Chipotle's Chicken El Pastor is so popular, they keep running out of it. The chain's continued success, they say, lies in loyal fans, higher-income people, health-conscious young professionals who still think a quick $14 El Pastor bowl is well worth the money. Really. Choices, choices, so many choices. Living in today's world, Jesus or Mammon? Can you have both? If you had a choice?
Which would you rather have? The richest man in Singapore, Philip Ng Chee Tat, has said living without Jesus and focusing on material things is a very Sad way to live. Well, amen. This billionaire tycoon said he's an ardent Christian and prides himself in giving his life to Jesus Christ. During an interview with Believer's Portal, Phillips said also that humans are broken and the peace that makes them whole is none other than Jesus Christ himself. And to him, everyone has a missing piece that once found will make them whole. Well, that is great. He said, I've discovered all of us are broken, all of us having something missing there. The missing piece for me was God in Jesus Christ, said the tycoon. The only way to achieve happiness and live a fulfilling life is through recognizing human search for all the wrong things. Well, we certainly know that, don't we? A better life, a better purpose, a better me, and a better everything. I was looking at all the wrong things for so long. The wealthy developer said all of his life things did not make any sense, but his life took a turn when he discovered the love of Almighty God. It sure beats a lot of money and those material things that you may have. It starts with accepting who you are, that you are broken, and there's a missing piece. That missing piece, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a message the billionaire gave. And he is absolutely spot on.
News you can use, at least something you should know about, my Christian friend. University of Southern California, they've canceled their May commencement ceremony over worries. They're worried that pro-Palestinian protesters would disrupt it. It's just crazy what's going on with these people. Ship them all over there. I mean, something to fuss about. And they're doing a pretty good job from coast to coast. Who are these people? Southwest Airlines, they've been popular for years. They're pulling out of some U.S. airports, including Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport, amid Boeing's delivery issues. Some real problems there, huh? Hey, the FCC voted to restore net neutrality, classifying the internet as a public utility, which will make it harder for providers to play favorites with certain websites. Haiti, that nation that sold their soul to the devil, their Prime Minister Ariel Henry, resigned as the country is overrun by gang violence. A country taken over by gangs. Isn't that something? Into sports news, into football. Oh, before we do that, Indiana, I'm really excited here, the Hoosiers, that one of the good folks playing basketball for the girls at Tennessee coming to Indiana. And the Chicago Bears selected USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the first overall pick at this year's NFL draft. I don't know if that's probably not important to you at all, right? And finally, who said that? You know, we could save up to, 20, 40% more on everything today by switching back to Trump. Joe Biden could have said it. Should have said it. What if I told you I forgot what I told you? Look out for Joel and Oprah. Oh, just beware of all those who say there is no hell and who declare new ways to get to heaven. And it is an ugly, true fact. It was 1536. William Tyndale was strangled and his body was burned by Catholic bishops for having the Bible translated into English so people could read it for themselves. Unbelievable, don't you think? And if you go to my Facebook page, the latest cartoon has Joe Biden in the psychiatrist's office. He's laying there on the couch and he says, "We have the best economy in the world." And the psychiatrist says, yes, tell me more about this special world that you live in, Mr. Biden. Where is my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message.
And you call me your friend. And you guys are sending me pictures of morel mushrooms, bluegills, and crappies. Would a friend do that? I haven't been able to get into the woods. I haven't been able to get on the lake. Yesterday I walked outside with my fading pneumonia, and I still have it. I know I do, but no, I'm teasing. Thank you for the pictures, but it really does bother me. Could you maybe put those things on dry ice and mail them to Fort Wayne? I say again, I'm excited to check out you, my Facebook friends. Love to see where you live. One small town after another. And you say wonderful things like you never miss the show. Some of you taking your lunch break during the time. It is just, I mean, it really is. Hello World is blessed to have you here. And I mean that sincerely. Been a part of our Facebook team yet? Get on board. I pray for you. You pray for me. And together we continue to take a conservative Christian message forward to the glory of God. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N, I am looking for you. Why not today? Greg Patton, I think I love you. Well, some of you are new and haven't heard our message on the spirit world. We have been preaching it for a few decades now. Invisible War on the Saints, our story of battling the demonic world. Now, here's kind of a key. God was allowing us to be used mightily through Roanoke Baptist Church. I was staff evangelist for 10 years. Greg, Sharon, Jeremy, Jason, Benjamin, Rachel, Rebecca, Sarah traveled the countryside in a fifth wheel, sharing the good news, revival, altars filling nightly. We traveled overseas. Yeah, we took a teacher with us, and it was wonderful. God was blessing, and I thought, this is what it's all about. And then God allowed my beautiful spiritual apple cart to be completely overturned. It was a great thing. At the time, I thought it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. It ended up being the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I mean, I had no idea what to do. You're there. When you're at wit's end, when you run out of money, when you get the really bad news, whatever that might be, man falls on his face before Almighty God. And that's oftentimes, if not most of the time, why God allows that to occur. You need to rely solely on Him. God is in control. Without God, you can do absolutely nothing. So we get a phone call from a 30-some-year-old woman right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, passing through at our international airport, and she's filled with hundreds of demons. I didn't even know this could happen. She's crying out on a phone to me, and that started a one-year saga that cost us thousands of dollars and some of the most bizarre things I've ever experienced in my entire life. My wife and children subjected to that also, and, well, that's really what this series is all about, the Invisible War on the Saints.
You can get that, by the way, InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com. Get the book, and they've just released the 36-part video TV series. Get that at swrc.com or 1-800-652-1144. Not trying to peddle anything, trying to help you, my friend. And if you can't afford it, let me know. What's it all about?
How we started. How God allowed us to read 119 books on the topic. Consult with conservative Christian pastors and evangelists and revivalists across this country. Be with them and say, what is happening in my life and is this normal? And found out that, my goodness, most Christians, most pastors have no idea what's going on in this realm. It's just part of your Christian walk. Sometimes people go to seed in different areas. They find out something. See that a lot in prophecy. People know everything about prophecy, every word in the Bible about prophecy, and yet very weak Christians. You can go to seed on anything. You really can. Christians, you need a balance in your life. And I tell people, you know what this is about? Just one more tool in your tool chest. Oftentimes I watch PBS and I see the specials on home building and this old house and that. And they have every tool under the sun for everything that comes about. And got to tell you, a little bit envious there. Well, this is perhaps the biggest tool you can have in your toolbox. When things start to happen that are just out of this world, what are you going to do? Who do you turn to? What tools do you have? What knowledge do you have available from the Word of God that can combat a very real enemy? I mean, if we read in the Word of God that Satan and an innumerable amount of angels left heaven, I mean, I can count, what, into billions, trillions, and there's more than that? Where are they and what are they doing in the world today? What are they doing with your family, your church, you as an individual? Are you praying against them? Do you know how to pray against them? We have had one encounter after another, hundreds, and we have worked with some really good Christian people, pastors from Bob Jones University, from Liberty University, from Hiles Anderson College and University there in Hammond, Indiana, Tennessee Temple, and so many others, just simply saying, hey, it invades every Christian life to some degree, and do you know what to do? Thus is born Invisible War on the Saints. And you need to get it, really do. And if you hear our message, oftentimes we'll preach it in the local church. The pastor needs some help.
And God has used our message time and time again all over this country. I'm so excited. I'm writing my part of the syllabus on our new program Dr. Ken Copley and I have come up with, a one-day seminar. I think the first one's going to be down in Tri-City right after the fall fundraiser at WHCB. We're going to give you a day, everything we know, incorporated into six messages. Copley will do three, I'll do three. We'll have a question and answer period. We need information.
Information, we need it. There is power in that, my friend, and know the truth of the Word of God and not be afraid. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Me, I'm a scaredy cat about everything. So what do you think happened to me when our farmhouse came under attack and we had up to a dozen pastors in our home living with us and praying with us, trying to combat the enemy? And so much of that was because we had no idea what we were doing or the power that you have against the enemy. Yeah, don't be afraid, my friend. And by the way, just contact us. We've given you material advice, a book to read.
Invisible War on the Saints. I hope you have your copy.
And if not, you need to get a copy and get started against the enemy. Yeah, just one more tool in that valuable toolbox to help you in your Christian walk. Well, has it been a good week this week? Have you represented the Lord well, reading your Bible every day, praying every day? Have you served mankind in some way? That was what Jesus' message was all about, wasn't it? Others, always about others, never about self. Growing in the Lord, huh? I need you. Fellowshipping. I need church. Are you going to be there this weekend? This Sunday, I pray that you are hearing the Word of God, singing praises unto His name, praying in the house of... Oh, I love it. It is life, my friend. Church this Sunday. Be there. Not saved. Need to get that taken care of. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you not done that? Oh, let's do it then. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Invite Jesus Christ into your life. And oh, what a fantastic adventure you're going to be on. Most of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen.
And finally, maybe this is why I never became an Indiana State Trooper. I tried. Guy said he woke up to find two of his car tires been stolen while he slept. When the officer arrived, he asked, "When were you last driving the car?" "Last night at 11 o'clock, the man said. "And the tires were on the car then?" Yeah, that's probably the kind of question that I would, oh, never mind. Had my say for another day.
That's it for a Friday. Hello, world. News, information, comment, Bible, things that are important to the conservative Christian American. I'm so grateful that you join us each day at this time. You've been telling others.
So many of you joining us on Facebook, love that.
I'm looking forward to church on Sunday, being with other believers. What a fantastic time. Thanks so much for being here today.
And that's the way it is, Friday, April 26th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. Honored to have you here. Have a great weekend. God bless.